This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. For anyone who's ever eaten at a hospital, it's no secret that the cuisine doesn't exactly qualify as fine dining. There's the dry meatloaf, the cold eggs, and, of course, the Jell-O. Just take it from Dolores Mitchell, a guest last night at the 90th anniversary celebration of the Massachusetts Health Council.
I haven't been in a hospital as a patient in a very long time, and I hope to keep it that way. And one of the reasons is the food.
In an effort to prove that hospital food doesn't have to be distasteful, seven local chefs competed last night for the title of Best Chef in the Healthcare Industry. Here's a taste of what they cooked up.
Hi, I'm Colin Target. I'm the executive chef at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. In this day and age, what's happening is patients are outsourcing where they get their food. They're not going to rely on in-house food services anymore. They'll send their loved one or family member to the nearest Panera or the nearest Super Salad. So us as institutionalized hospital chefs, we need to be cutting edge.
Hi, I'm Jim Conley. I'm the regional executive chef for Atria Senior Living Group. We're doing a little engage your brain. We're doing some of the brain cognitive brain health foods. We're doing a soda and slider pairing. Then our slider is a salmon and zucchini cake served on a buckwheat blini with a wild mango salsa, a little microgreens, and then a little bit of creme fraiche. We want to show the general public that it's no longer hospital food. It's like the old paradigm of, say, airline food or prison food.
I'm Brian Ray, executive chef at Leahy Clinic North Shore. I'm calling this a delicata squash drop. It is a local winter squash delicata, and to accompany it is a little bit of a pomegranate green tea foam and some pomegranate seeds. I definitely keep it local, fresh, healthy, and seasonal in the dining room. Unfortunately, you know, having a cafe and a cafeteria and catering and all sorts of outlets where I'm serving food, it's not always as high class and sexy as this.
Hi, my name is Adam Pagan. I'm the executive chef for Newbridge on the Charles, part of Hebrew Senior Life. Right here we have a playoff on a surf and turf. We got a mini beef filet with a roasted tomato, a marinated grilled shrimp, topped with avocado aioli, and on the bottom is a mango vinaigrette. We'll do this stuff, you know, the upscale stuff, but there's also people who still want the home style food. And we do that and try to perfect it, you know, maybe the way their mother made it or someone in their family made it. So it's kind of a fun thing where we're all learning all the time.
After all the votes were counted, Chef Adam Pagan from Hebrew Senior Life walked away the winner for his take on surf and turf, complete with an avocado aioli and mango vinaigrette. If you have a hunger for more news about food and dining, be sure to visit our Public Radio Kitchen blog at WBUR.org.